That was where Harry Truman lived, you know, Roosevelt's vice president.
Historian Charles Denyer is talking about a small apartment inside a building at 4701 Connecticut Avenue. After becoming Nixon's VP, Gerald Ford stayed in his Alexandria, Virginia home.
Literally that next day, the Secret Service was busy putting reinforced concrete on the driveway for the armored limousine to park there.
And that's because prior to the mid-1970s, the vice president of the United States of America did not have an official residence.
You know, the greatest power on the face of the earth and the second in command doesn't even have a home.
Charles Denyer is the author of Number One Observatory Circle. Now, the address of the vice president's home. Rachel Nania, WTOP News.